All right, beauties, welcome back to the third level of the priestess cycle. I'm so proud of all of you. I think everyone used February just as I intended to catch up and to get back on track so that you could be ready for March and your next module or level, as I like to call them. So this level is all about what to do with all the information you got in level two, and how to translate that feedback from the surveys or the interviews you did into creating a really crystal clear customer avatar, and using that feedback and those avatars to create content that your audience really wants to buy, use, and participate in. So the first thing I want to talk about is, what do you do with all the feedback that you get? Some of you did the surveys, some of you did interviews. And so what you want to do with the feedback that you get is create a customer avatar. And there's a couple of ways that I synthesize information about my audience and my potential customers. One way is I will look at old customers or people who've worked with me, and I'll answer the following questions. And there's a worksheet in your dashboard for these questions. My first question is, who is the customer or the client? And I will like put their name. So I'll say Susie Robinson. And in this case, you could have customers that are individuals, but you could also have customers that are businesses or both. So in this case, we're going to deal with individuals because most of y'all are dealing on an individual basis. So if they're individuals, I like to start to list their stats, like how old is Susie? Her gender, where does she live? What's her education level? What does she do for a living? What's that title? What's her annual income, her interest, her hobbies? And if I really want to get really sleuthy about Susie, I will go to Facebook and I'll just start to look at Susie's Facebook page to see if there's anything else about her that I can discover. Like, oh, I see that Susie went to Mount Holyoke. I see that Susie studied acting when she was in college. I look at the pages that Susie likes. Like, I see that she likes Jada Pinkett Smith's page and Oprah. And so I start to get a feel for who my customer is. And then you can answer the questions like, what is the client need that you can provide? And this is where you can go back to those surveys or those interviews you did, because people told you what they're struggling with. So you can start to list out what those struggles, what the needs are from those struggles. And then people also probably told you what they wanted. And so you can write that out as well on the sheet. And then from there, you can kind of start to say, like, you start to get a picture of who your ideal audience is, right? And so you, like, if somebody asks you, who's your ideal audience? And I will say something like, my ideal audience is women from ages 25 to 50 who are professionals or entrepreneurs, or they want to be entrepreneurs and they'd like to generate their first six figures in revenue. And they really are attracted to me because they appreciate ritual in their lives. They like sexy. They're sensualistas. They're concerned about their health and their wellness. And so it's good to get an idea of who your ideal audience is and practice making these statements, because one, when you're working with other people, it's important for them to have a clear idea of who you're targeting. But it also is good for you to have a mindset of who you're going for, especially when you start to do things like Facebook advertising to help you with your list building. And we'll talk about that more later on. But for now, you can do this customer avatar sheet. Okay, so for some of you, the customer avatar sheet is not going to be the funnest thing for you. You're going to be like, oh, it just doesn't appeal to me at all. And that's cool. Another option, if the customer avatar is not your thing, is to make an art project out of your survey or interview feedback responses. And how that looks is, I'll show you a picture of the last one I did. I went ahead and I pulled out all the statements that really resonated with me from the survey that I got. And I started to pull out statements that people were making. And instead of making them the struggle statement, I would make them the desire statement. So if somebody told me they were tired of working for $40,000 a year when they knew that they were worth much more. And so then I would turn that around into like an action or a desire, and I would write, stop making less than you're worth. You're worth way more than $40,000 a year. It's time to step up into your worth. Things like that. Like, I'd make statements like that, affirmations from the struggle comments that people were making, and I'd write them out on poster board so they were visible. And what happens is those action statements and those struggle statements eventually become the copy for my blog post, for my free events, for my programs. So what I'd have you do is pull out the statements that really resonate with you. You don't have to do all of them, but if it resonates with you and it like feels like something that you want to respond to, write it down. And that's it. That's how you process your feedback and how you use the customer avatar form to get an idea of who your ideal customer is. The next thing we're going to talk about is taking an inventory of your avatar or your unique gifts before we get to the content creation or the product creation portion of this level. So I'll see you in the next video.